Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning and welcome back. It is Tim and Jess for Hit CQ.
Timmy, it's good to be back. I'm feeling relaxed. I'm feeling refreshed, ready to take your insults on this morning.
I'm not going to insult you, buddy. Why would I do that?
It's your job. That's what you're paid to do.
But I haven't been with you for 3 weeks, so I don't have any ammunition. You've got to tell me some things so I can fire back in your direction.
I've got plenty of stuff to tell you today. I've been exploring a bit of CQ for the last couple of days. I came home a little bit early from my Christmas holidays, and I've been exploring and doing a little bit of outdoor activities, which you know I'm not very good at.
Jessica Pantu and outdoor activities go together like the sun and ice.
And speaking of the sun, I went for a hike.
Hike is a very strong
word. I'll tell you about it later.
Jess, I'm also very excited. Like, I'm excited because I actually made it back. Had a bit of issues with flights yesterday, which was a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And you know that moment where you've got to wear clothes because you've packed so much? Well, I had to fit 3 bags into 2, so I was doing a bit of this, and I was going to wear shorts and a t-shirt because it's hot, obviously.
Yeah.
And then that didn't fit in the bag, so I had to wear like 50 layers of clothes.
I picked you up from the airport yesterday, and you literally looked like you'd been to Antarctica for a holiday.
Yeah.
It was too much.
Double denim, you know, boots. I was having heaps of fun. But Jess, I also accidentally had breakfast with the Adelaide Football Club yesterday.
What?
I was in
Are
a
you
cafe
serious?
And they were all just there. And I was like, is this my chance to play for a footy team? This is my moment. So
no,
you're lucky I
then
came
they
back
saw
at
your
all.
Body and they were like, no, thank you.
They're like, run a lap at this cafe. And I was like, sorry, boys, I think I'm going to retire.
There's plenty of to get through today, Tim.
Yes,
we should probably get into it.
That's right. Jess, I want to talk, we want to talk about what's going on with some speed cameras around central Queensland and the state of Queensland itself?
Yeah, there was a push from the police union to remove the little sneaky cameras, Tim.
Yes, so we'll be talking about that next. It is Eminem now with Ed Sheeran. It's The River. It's Tim and Jess for Hit CQ back for 2018.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I've got some numbers here of men compared to women and how much leisure time they get across 7 days in a week.
Right.
So leisure time is when you're doing things for yourself, not work, not chores around the house.
Okay.
Across 7 days, men are averaging 43 hours of leisure a week.
43 hours?
But you got to remember, like, 7 days...
Does that include sleep?
I don't know.
43 hours is a work
don't
week.
Don't put me on the spot like that. And then it's 38 for women.
Right.
So this is a study done in the UK. So there's 5 hours discrepancy there between men and women. And it's because they're saying that women are spending more time doing household chores and childcare compared to the men in the family.
Okay.
So it's 5 hours and people are going, look, that's not okay.
Mm.
And it's like, well,
mate, I think between the two of us, like, I definitely have more leisure time than you do.
Yeah, well, we can't all have 4 hour naps every day, Jessica Pantu. But you do you, babe. You do you. But, like, I'd say, someone said to me, I think my sister said to me the other day, she's like, Tim, you're really busy all the time. I said, look, I am, but I'm not. Because between 4 a.m. and 1 p.m.,
yep,
flat out, after 1 p.m., I have nothing going on in my life. I don't have anything at home. My dog's not here. My girlfriend's not here. I don't have any skills to garden.
Well, this is just getting sad, yeah, buddy.
My leisure time is booming right now. It's just filled with nothing. And that's why it's great that the cricket's on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can just dedicate... I'm an expert at cricket at the moment. Don't play. But boy, am I learning stuff from Channel 9 commentary team.
I think that the fact that neither of us have a family either, like, we're not looking after kids. I'm not doing childcare.
Yeah. One day I looked after a kid and I was like, after the first day, I was like, what do I do now? I'm running out of crayons. Broke them all. So if you're out there, let's try and let's lower the gap. Let's bring it in. Children are everyone's
gender
responsibility.
Equality.
Gender equality. Hashtag
time's up.
Time's up. Me too. And let's get it all sorted. What do you think, Jess?
I think I am doing okay in the leisure department, and this isn't a concern for me.
43 hours a week for you is a slow week of leisure.
That's business week. Like, where are you finding the time? I reckon I would have maybe 10 hours of leisure a week.
Well, that's a lie. Anyway, Tim and Jess, it's CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
You've been a bit active over the last 3 weeks.
I know, and it's a miracle because this doesn't happen very often.
No. It's like a lunar and solar eclipse at the same time.
But my mates are Melissa and Kate, a couple of my besties.
It's Praddy and KG.
Sorry.
Let's not use real names.
They decided they would fly up with me when I came back home after Christmas.
Yep.
Help me settle back into central Queensland. They also wanted to see where I was living.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to do a little bit of exploring and be the tourists around central Queensland.
Exciting.
It was exciting until I realised how much tourism around here involves physical activity.
Yes, because obviously Central Queensland, there's so many beautiful different hikes and walks, beaches, mountains, hills, you name it, you can climb it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we did. So, I mean, last Friday, for example, we went down to 1770 and did some stand-up paddleboarding. Beautiful. Picturesque. We got there at 7 a.m. I haven't been up that early since we left the radio.
22nd of December.
And it was gorgeous. We had the whole beach to ourselves. But I suck at stand-up paddleboarding. I didn't realize how bad I was going to be at it. But I have no upper body strength. I have no core strength. It was a full body workout.
Stand-up paddleboarding, for those who haven't done it, is the easiest thing in the world. Essentially stand on a fridge door with a paddle and any like 1 kilometer wind will send you 5 meters in one direction. I don't know how you can be bad at it.
Well, we were standing on the beach just on the edge of the shore and I was trying to paddleboard and it got to the point where the guy who was taking us out for this lesson was like, hang on a second, I'll just get you another one, and comes out with this massive stand-up paddleboard that was essentially like twice the size of everyone else's.
I'm just going to go get the bonnet of my car. This might be a better option.
And I got on and I was like, okay, I can stand on this one.
That's good.
But the real kicker was Saturday, Tim. We decided, a lot of locals have been telling me, Blackman's Gap.
Yes, I've heard a lot about it.
You need to go down there. It's beautiful. It's stunning. And so we slept in Saturday morning.
It's a waterhole, isn't it?
Essentially, yeah. It's like a bit of a nice hike, and then you get to like a nice waterfall lagoon.
Oh, cool. How many kilometers are we talking from car park to location?
I was told it's only 200 meters. I call BS.
Does it mean vertical? 200 metres up?
We got there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Also our bad. Probably not ideal to go in the peak time of the day. I reckon it was about 38 when we got there.
90% humidity probably.
And we went there thinking, well, it's a swimming hole. We'll swim. So I'm standing there in my bikinis.
Get it, girl.
With my thongs, hiking over rocks. There's no path.
No.
There's no path to follow. You're hiking on rocks.
Yeah.
And then we get in the water thinking it's going to be beautiful, clear spring water. And the water was hotter than the air.
Yeah. It's because it's not like ocean water. So it's sitting there in the rocks that are getting hot.
And so, I mean, beautiful. Absolutely stunning.
You can't complain. No. It's like going to like Mount Rushmore and being like, geez, it's not that great.
But I honestly reckon I sweat off all the KFC I ate over Christmas.
How much KFC did you eat?
I mean, I'm not proud. I'm not going to admit it.
More than 200 metres worth?
Absolutely.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
You've probably seen this across the news in the last 24, 48 hours, but in Hawaii, one of the states in the United States of America, bit of a crisis, you could say, happened after, I don't know, it was an emergency alert sent to everyone on the island's phone.
Mm-hmm.
In Hawaii, the many islands there, sorry. This is the text message that read. So these people got this at 8:07 in the morning, waking up. Ah, what a beautiful day. In capitals.
Oh, God.
Ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. Have your coffee and get into your day. So people started freaking out.
Yeah, P.S., who knew this technology existed where you could just massively blast a text message out?
That definitely exists. Have you not received text messages when bushfires?
No.
Oh, I get them all the time. Oh, sorry. I was in South Australia for the break and there was lots of fires there.
So
I was getting heaps of like, hey, mate, do you want to move from where you are? And I was like, yes, I do.
Yes, I might actually, yes.
And so the ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. That's not a text message you want to wake up to.
No.
But imagine if you like slept until 10, you see that like, oh, 2 hours ago. Crap. Should have put the phone on loud. And it's clearly, so what happened was, this was an accidental text message that someone, I don't know what position of power they have, sent out to the entire population of the state.
I like to think, and this is completely inaccurate because it's just coming off the top of my brain.
Sure.
But I think maybe they were doing like a practice. And some like lowly intern was like, yeah, look, we're just practice and so this is what it.
Yeah, this is what happens if this situation arises. Yeah. And they were like, don't press the button though.
Yeah, that's what I like to imagine. Mate, and that person lost their job.
I can relate. I have a lot of buttons in front of me. I don't know what they all do. So it could have been me, for all I know. There's a button on this desk that could send that text message.
I can relate to the idea of sending a message to the wrong person because that happens to me too often.
It took 38 minutes before they were like, lol, jokes, not immediate death happening to you. And we want to know, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Did you get a text message you weren't meant to get?
Mm-hmm.
Did you receive a text message that wasn't meant for you?
Well, like just before Christmas, your girlfriend sent me a present to give to you.
Yes.
And I said, I sent her a text message saying, hey, Tim's present has arrived. It was supposed to be a surprise. I ended up texting you that.
Yep. And I was like, thanks. And you were like, what? I was like, it's Tim. Whoopsie doop.
So I'm not great with my phone.
I was not meant to receive that text message. So 13, 12, 16, did you get a text message that you definitely, 100% should not have received? And on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, did you receive a text message you definitely weren't meant to get? Because people that lived in Hawaii, the United States, they received a text message at 8:07. Missile imminent. Get to shelter.
Yeah.
Good morning.
And look, we can laugh about it now, but getting a text message like that, terrifying.
Would have sent people into absolute fear. And like, if I received that text message, see, my fear is that people get that text message and go, this is a joke.
Yeah.
Mooney's trying to stitch me up here, make me run out of my house in my undies. Not going to happen, Mooney. And then boom, you're gone.
I don't think you're running out of your house when that happens.
Well, the shelter could be in my shed. I don't know, mate. I wasn't there. I didn't know how I was going to react. So we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, did you get a text message you weren't meant to receive? But we on 13, 12, 16, we've had Kate from Calliope. And Kate, you've sent a text message that someone definitely wasn't meant to get.
I did.
What did you do?
I bumped into a guy when I was out one night that I'd met earlier, and I wasn't that keen, but I accidentally made out with him again.
It's an accident. Sometimes it happens. you slip and fall.
That's right. And then the next morning I texted my friend to say, I made a mistake last night. I acknowledge it was a poor life choice and it won't happen again. And then I got a reply from the guy saying, bit harsh.
Oh, no.
It was only then I realised I'd said that to him.
You sent it to the guy that you're talking about, didn't you?
Yeah.
That is amazing. Oh, Kate. Oh, buddy.
I know.
That's not okay.
And you know what? This sounds fresh. Has this happened recently, Kate?
It was a little while ago, but still etched in my memory.
It's still raw.
Second date's coming up soon?
I would say no. Actually, he still asked me out for dinner.
What a sad sack. Anyway, thanks for your call, Kate.
Thank you.
No worries,
unbelievable.
Mate. That guy needs to get, if someone said that to me, but he could be desperate.
Yeah. Or Kate is just amazing.
Well,
either way.
I don't know either of them, but it sounds like he's just desperate.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Tim, I want to tell you about an ultra-marathon runner.
Now, these ultra-marathons, they're the ones that are not 42 kilometres. It's based on hours, isn't it?
Yeah, 48 hours they've got to run the race.
Yeah, and then essentially it's within 48 hours, whoever can do the most laps or something is the winner.
Yes, and this guy has been stripped of some of his titles after an investigation revealed that he was hiding in a porta-potty to win the race.
See, I've hidden in porta potties for many other reasons, and it's definitely not to win a race. I have actually cheated in cross country in high school once.
Did you?
And I accidentally made the cross country team because of it. So the first 10 that finished always
went through. Qualified to state.
You had to do 5 laps, and I was just like, you know what? You had to get your hand stamped when you went past. I knew the person doing the stamp. I was like, double stamp me, champ.
You did not.
Boom, boom. And then I finished 3rd.
You lapped everyone.
Yeah. But I can understand where this guy's coming from but I feel like his race was more important than mine.
Yes, absolutely. And it was a big event in Arizona in America. And they said the officials became a bit suspicious of his performances, after he won 4 races.
Oh.
In a row.
Yeah.
And he finished running 7 hours before the finish time.
Oh, he just won.
Yeah, he did more than 55 miles, which is about 88 kilometres.
That's heaps.
And he finished 7 hours before everyone else.
Or, you never know, maybe he's got a bit confused how to do a long poo. We've all been there.
It turns out that he would do a loop, and then before completing another lap, he would just go to the bathroom and then come back and pretend he'd done another loop.
They should better sanction this. He's been getting away for it. Come on, guys. Well, you're an organisation.
They've just stripped him of his titles. But I'm thinking the next time that there's is there a big marathon event in CQ? I'm thinking I'm going to register take a leaf out of this guy's book.
Walking up your driveway is the biggest marathon of all. And first of all, not only has he lost his privileges of the race, he's lost his privileges to go to the bathroom. Sorry, sir. Not today.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
It is our first day back for 2018, and our last day, the 22nd of December in 2017. Yourself, me and Alyssa and Nikki all set a 3-week pledge.
Yeah, look, we knew that New Year's resolution just wasn't going to cut it. We weren't going to do it. 12 months is too much of a commitment for us. Yeah. We're commitment phobes.
Exactly.
So 3 weeks seems achievable. We wanted to do something just a little small, you know? Yeah.
So you stated that for the 3 weeks you didn't want to drink soft drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I stated, for some ungodly reason, that I was going to lose 5 kilos.
Yeah.
And Nikki also pledged that she was going to walk every day with or without her husband, Mark. And tomorrow we're going to focus purely on Nikki. Give her the spotlight and find out her 3-week pledge.
But right now, I've been in CQ for a few days, Tim, and people keep asking how we went with our 3-week pledge.
I have a feeling I know why. It's because they want me to fail. So...
pressure's on.
It is. We'll start with you because I feel like you're probably a better person to start with. Your 3-week pledge was to not drink soft drink for 3 weeks, 21 days essentially.
Turns out it's a lot more difficult than I thought it was going to be, especially because of the holiday period.
Mm-hmm.
There just seems to be like a lot of mixed drinks involve soft drink, which is hard to get around.
Yes.
But I believe I achieved it, Tim.
Whoa, 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 whoa. What's this believe crap? Don't give me believe.
So the thing that has me concerned that last night on the way home from picking you up from the airport, I stopped off and got a frozen Coke. Does a frozen Coke count as soft drink?
Yes.
Damn it.
It's got the word Coke in it.
Yeah, but I thought maybe it was like a technicality.
I cannot believe that with a day to go, not even a day, you have failed.
So
you
technically failed. For 3 weeks I didn't though. So.
No, you are a failure. You are a failure because on the last day before we came back, all you had to do was hold out and you failed. But Jess.
It was hot yesterday. Oh, we're getting back into the zone. Here we go.
My 3-week pledge to lose 5 kilos, look, it was ambitious, but I thought, you know what, I can do this. This 3 weeks, I am a quite active person. I like doing it.
Oh, I saw you and your budgie smugglers. It wasn't looking good.
It wasn't looking good, no. And also, like you said, there's a lot of food that happens over the Christmas period. And without any proof at all, because I haven't got scales.
Well,
No, let me finish.
How can you...
I can stone cold guarantee that there is no way I've lost 5 kilos.
What do you mean? How do you know that? How can you possibly know that if you didn't weigh yourself?
No, I weighed myself before.
Yeah.
And I was 87 kilos. Okay. I can guarantee I'm above 87 kilos. I'd be about 88.
What you put on?
Oh, mate. Easy. I crap that in. I absolutely have put on
How do you know?
I can look at my body and safely say my hips were not that wide. And I have medium button-up shirts and now... You know how, like, it's just too tight when my belly button pokes out at the bottom?
Oh, yeah. Shakira says hips don't lie, Tim.
Yes. Unfortunately, both of us has failed our 3-week pledge, which I believe now means that I think either Nikki or someone has to slap us in the face with a fish.
Everyone, the crux of all this rests on Nikki now.
Yeah. So
if she has also failed.
It's a 3-pass. Nikki, it all rides on you. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to find out if Nikki passed her 3-week pledge. Because if she does, then I think that's green light for all of us.
Tim, I'm disappointed in us.
I'm disappointed in you. It's Tim and Jess for Hit CQ. Mine was way harder than yours.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.